We've got Serena ready to take Sam down. Good morning, Serena. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. You are a teacher, right?
Yes, I am.
She's a teacher on mat leave right now.
Oh, cool.
Obviously smarter than Sam.
Oh, yeah.
We've got 30 seconds on the clock for you, Serena. You know how to play the game. You listen along every morning?
Every morning.
Okay, cool. Good luck.
Excellent. Thank Serena, you. Dolly was the first what to be cloned? What actor was known as the Governator when in office?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What California zip code was made famous by a 1990s TV show?
90210.
What do you call a group of dolphins?
A school?
A cosmonaut is the Soviet version of what?
An astronaut.
There it is. Well done.
Nice work.
Lots of time remaining.
Very nice work.
Serena.
All right, Sam's coming back in from his isolated booth. He was listening to the Friday song.
Yes.
You're up against Serena this morning. She did a really great job.
Well, congratulations on that.
She's a teacher.
Oh, teacher. Okay.
Has an 8-month-old baby at home. She's on mat leave. She can multitask.
So her brain's all mush now, right? Because you've been out of the workforce for so long.
Quite the opposite.
Okay.
Quite the opposite, actually. All right. 30 seconds on the clock for Sam.
Let's go. Dolly was the first what to be cloned?
Sheep.
What actor was known as the Governator when in office?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What California zip code was made famous by a 1990s TV show?
90210.
What do you call a group of dolphins?
Pass.
A cosmonaut is a Soviet version of a what?
Astronaut.
What do you call a group of dolphins?
I don't think it's school, but I'm going to say school. I know it's something else. I got that one wrong.
Did ya?
I think so.
All right. Let's see how you guys made out.
Extended clock here. All right.
That sounded very extended to me, too. All right. Dolly was the first what to be cloned? The answer was sheep. You guys both got that right.
Nice.
What actor was known as a Governator when in office? Arnold Schwarzenegger. You're both correct.
Okay.
What California zip code was made famous by a 1990s TV show? 90210. You both got it right.
Nice. Ready. 3 for 3.
A group of dolphins is a pod.
See, I knew it was cool.
You're both wrong on that one.
Okay.
And the last question, a cosmonaut is the Soviet version of what? The answer is astronaut, and you both got that right.
Clean tie.
Means we've got a Friday tiebreaker.
Nice. Ending the week right. Woo.
All right. Sam's going to leave the studio once again. He's in his isolated booth. Now, do you know how the tiebreaker works, Serena?
I do.
All right. The answer is a number. You only get 5 seconds, so make sure you say something. Whoever comes closest to the actual answer is going to be the winner.
Okay.
Serena, last year, how many turkeys were bought for Thanksgiving in Canada?
Oh, wow.
Oh, no. 300,000?
300,000?
Okay.
300,000.
I would have said the same thing. Oh, no.
Oh, no. All right, Sam. Tiebreaker.
Okay.
Last year, how many turkeys were bought for Thanksgiving in Canada?
Let's go 1.3 million.
1.3 mil.
Average for like one turkey per every 28 people, something like that.
The answer is... 2.2 million.
Whoa!
No!
I know. Sam said 1.3 million. Serena said 300,000.
Unfortunately.
Aww. The tiebreakers are killing me here.
Killing me. Those poor turkeys.
I know.
Poor turkeys.
I know.
Poor baby turkeys.
I did not buy one last year, nor will I this year. I'm doing my part.
They make you sleepy.
They do. Tryptophan.
Oh, Serena, I'm so sorry. You did a really great job. We'd love it for you to try again soon.
Will do. Thank you so much.
See, now she's going to go raise our future.
You
raise
the baby
future
in the
Prime Minister of Canada. Amazing. Thank you, Serena.
Thank you.
All
bye.
Right. Bye.
Well, that's another win for this turkey. So.
Aww.
You are a turkey. We've got Melanie from the South Shore ready to beat Sam this morning. Hey, Melanie.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's good. How are you guys doing?
Good. So how have you been doing this week as you're playing along in your car with Are You Smarter Than Sam?
I actually beat Sam 3 times.
Nice.
3 times.
Look at you.
I know.
In your car. That's amazing. All right, let's make it a fourth. We've got 30 seconds on the clock for you, Melanie.
She sounds pumped here. Come on.
Come on. Bring it.
Come on.
Okay, Melanie, here we go. What species can live on land and in water?
A reptile.
What country would you be in if you were riding the TGV?
England.
What is the latest version of Apple's iPhone?
Apple 11.
Toucan Sam is a mascot for what breakfast cereal?
Fruit Loops.
What magic words did Alibaba use to enter the cave?
Oh, I don't know. Open sesame.
Nice guess. Well done.
Very good. They were all answered, right? Okay. Yep. With time to spare.
Got them all
in. Sam back in from his isolated booth where he was listening to his favorite song.
Only on Fridays, though. Any other day of the week, you can't play this song.
This song has grown on me. I can't explain why, but it just has.
You know what it means.
All right. That I like bad music sometimes.
Well, or that it's Friday.
That it's Friday.
It's a beautiful thing.
Exactly. All right, 30 seconds on the clock for Mr. Sam.
Oh, I got the prefix Mr.
Nice.
Monsieur.
Okay, here we go. What species can live on land and in water?
Amphibians.
What country would you be in if you were riding the TGV?
A très grande vitesse, that would be in France.
What is the latest version of Apple's iPhone?
I'm seeing a lot of people posting on Facebook with this. I think it's the 11.
Toucan Sam is a mascot for what breakfast cereal?
Fruit Loops, baby. My guy.
What magic words did Alibaba use to enter the cave?
Open sesame.
Five.
All there right, there's five, and there is the buzzer as well. Oh, there's no buzzer.
Anytime now, any buzzer. Okay.
The buzzer.
The imaginary buzzer.
Okay, thank you, Andy.
You're welcome.
Thanks for
specializing in buzzers.
All right, let's see how you guys made out. What species can live on land and in water? It is amphibians. Sam was correct on that
right
one.
On.
Mm-hmm. What country would you be in if you're riding the TGV? It's France. Sam was correct on that one.
It's a train, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I figured.
Okay.
Since you ride it.
Right.
What is the latest version of the Apple iPhone? It's the iPhone 11. You both got that right.
Nice.
Toucan Sam is a mascot for Fruit Loops, and you both got that right.
Love Fruit Loops.
And the final question, what magic words did Alibaba use to enter the cave?
Open sesame.
Open sesame. And you both got that right, which unfortunately means Sam won. Melanie.
Oh, good job.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend, despite the fact that you lost. It's okay.
Oh, geez, thanks.
You did a great job, Melanie, and it was a pleasure having you on. Try again soon, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Okay, happy Thanksgiving.
Bye.